I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have broken clouds, 91 degrees, KSL's top story. Developing news. Police are still on the scene at 4500 South and 2300 East. Unified Police are responding to what they've called an officer-involved critical incident. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson's joining us live now. Paul, tell us what happened this afternoon.
Jeff, we heard from witnesses who didn't want to be recorded. They say that the man on a motorcycle collided with a pickup truck right by the intersection of 4500 South, 2300 East. And apparently, the guy on the motorcycle got into a fight with the officer that was near that intersection and going to assist. Salt Lake County Sheriff Rosie Rivera says the officer just happened to be gassed nearby and went over to help.
He ran over to see what was going on. The individual on the motorcycle took off running. There was a short foot pursuit.
Police have identified the suspect as Layton resident Eric Pechtel. They say he picked up a gun from the ground and pointed it at the officers, and they fired their weapons. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Paul. KSL News Time 601. We set two records today in Utah, and not the kind we want. 911 coronavirus cases and an 11.9% infection rate. Both never-before-seen COVID numbers in Utah so far. Governor Herberts calls it a warning sign.
This is not a good news day, but it's not one that we say the sky is falling either. We are, as a state, in a good position.
The governor says he's not going to impose a mask mandate. We're not going to roll the dial back to code orange. Orem, meantime, says it's not thinking about passing a mask mandate right now, even though Utah County's seen a big spike in cases. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce says there's a couple of reasons for no mask mandate.
Mayor Richard Brunst says they probably don't have enough police to enforce the rules in a city of 100,000. It's a similar complaint Provo police made after that city passed its own mandate. Plus, with so many shops and restaurants in Orem, as well as city buildings, schools, and hospitals requiring masks, the mayor says it's almost like having a mandate.
He says most places do a great job enforcing their mask mandates, and he sees a lot of people wearing their masks voluntarily around Orem. There's a lot of talk, but still no sign of stimulus relief from Congress. Maria Chaleos has the very latest live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House of Representatives will remain in session until Congress passes a new relief bill. Pelosi says she's proud Democrats voted against a $500 billion Republican bill in the Senate last week.
I salute the Senate Democrats for their strong voices in calling for what is necessary to crush the virus.
That's something GOP Senator John Kennedy takes issue with.
Those who persist in talking about how much we're spending miss the entire issue. The issue is, what do we need to spend more money for on?
White House officials say the administration may work directly with Speaker Pelosi to get a bill done. Justice Department prosecutors are looking into the possibility of bringing criminal or civil charges against local officials in Portland, Oregon, over their handling of weeks of protests. The protests, for a period, laid siege to a federal courthouse and other buildings. The idea is part of Attorney General William Barr's push for aggressive action by federal prosecutors against violence surrounding nationwide protests. President Trump is announcing the formation of a new commission to create school programming that teaches students to celebrate American history.
By viewing every issue through the lens of race, they want to impose a new segregation, and we must not allow that to happen.
The president condemning the New York Times 1619 Project, which focuses on how black people have been treated in America dating back to the arrival of the first slave ship. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 604. So what are we doing to avoid election interference? Here's Todd Fuchs.
Well, Jeff, the FBI office over the Utah area gave a briefing today to help voters know what they're doing to fight election crimes. FBI Supervisory Special Agent Drew Scown says they investigate ballot fraud, civil rights violations, and campaign finance crimes.
Bottom line is, what we want the public to understand is we do investigate violations of federal election crimes, and we want the public's help in that. The only way that we can know if something is amiss is if people tell us.
Things you can look out for include voter suppression on social media and campaign donation scams. Nationally, FBI Director Christopher Wray told the House lawmakers about election threats. He says they've noticed a continuous Russian campaign to discredit Joe Biden.
The intelligence community has assessed this publicly to denigrate Vice President Biden. And what the Russians see is kind of an anti-Russian establishment.
Wray said that his biggest concern related to election security is the steady drumbeat of misinformation and amplification of smaller cyber intrusions that could sow distrust in the results of the election. KSL News Time is 6:05.
And a quick check on traffic, emergency traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
It is emergency traffic due to a crash in Sandy, southbound I-15. They do have it over to the left, but it's also blocked off with orange barrels. This is prior to 106 South. It's causing delays back to the South Interchange. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. If those cardboard cutouts at Major League Baseball games could talk, you know what they'd say? Well, you'll find out in just a moment.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.